Meanwhile, I looked at some of the notes on our next guest, Dr. Marty McCary, who is a renowned Johns Hopkins health policy expert and surgeon, happens to be a Fox News contributor. And when I saw some of the things that he writes, I thought, I like this guy. Dr. Marty McCary, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, doctor.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Paul.
Well, it's our pleasure. And this new book called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. But in there, I'm reading that we've had failed medical leadership. We've talked about that extensively on my show. I call him Sir Anthony Fauci now, because certainly by now he's been knighted. But Fauci and the CDC failed to warn us of the pandemic. I've also said the CDC and the, I now call them the worthless health organization, didn't do what they were all set up to do, to warn us and prevent and protect us. And yet they gave the wrong advice on transmission and a whole bunch of other stuff. I was calling for masks, by the way, back in March, and I was told by the CDC and the Surgeon General of the United States that I was an idiot, basically. They didn't call me an idiot. They said it in the nicest way. But they said masks were worthless and blah, 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 blah. They were so wrong. I was so right. And you were so right, doctor.
Yeah, it's been very frustrating because you can say something and then people say, well, the CDC is officially saying this, or Dr. Fauci said that. He doesn't seem concerned that we're going to have a pandemic in the United States. That was what I heard repeatedly when a few of us were out there sounding the alarm. And by the way, COVID-19, which is SARS-CoV-2, spreads just like SARS-CoV-1 or SARS. It's airborne. And masks worked in Asia back then during SARS, and they told us to wear them in the United States. And so we've gotten a lot of bad guidance, and we're still getting terrible guidance, by the way. For example, right now, our public health officials ignore natural immunity. It's about half of the unvaccinated have it, and it works, and it's effective, and the science now supports it all.
Fascinating to me. And you've also pointed out, Dr. Marty McCary and his new book called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. We'll get into that, medical debt. One in five Americans currently has medical debt in collections. We'll talk about that a little bit with a good doctor. But you also point out we've had a flawed vaccine approach. Give me your approach.
Well, we should have delayed the second dose, as the UK did, to get as many people a first dose as possible. The first dose is very effective. And so you can essentially double your vaccine supply for a couple months by just delaying that second dose to 3 months. And as a matter of fact, you get better immunity when you delay it to 3 months long term. And then I don't think people even know about this, but there's an extra half dose at the bottom of the vial after you draw the vaccine out. And doctors have said, let us pool two of those vials together and give another person a vaccine. And the FDA said, no, you can't do that. And, you know, that rigidity from regulators resulted in us throwing in the trash 15% of our vaccine supply. And so these are the things that are so frustrating to see.
Yeah, we hadn't heard that. We thought, in fact, they were squeezing out one additional vaccine from the vial. We thought they were using that stuff. We did not know that. And by the way, on that natural immunity, it now occurs to me that I read maybe a series of your articles on that in the Wall Street Journal, doctor.
Yeah, I put together all the science because, you know, people often hear Dr. Fauci kind of suggest, well, the science is on my side. You're not scientific. So, you know, I'd studied epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health, got a master's in public health, and have been on the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health faculty for 20 years. I feel a responsibility to put together the science and put it out there because it's very hard to compete with Dr. Fauci. He's on TV 10 hours a day. I get invited to go on a podcast, and my staff will say, Marty, there's only two reviews on iTunes. Nobody really listens to this. We're going to decline it for you. And then I find out Dr. Fauci is on it. He's got to voluntarily suspend himself from being a full-time media person to doing his job. And it's very disappointing, and it's frustrating. And it's very hard for me to say something and compete with him when he's got the title that the media has given him, the nation's top infectious diseases doctor.
Well, that's why they bestowed upon him, they knighted him. And we don't usually knight people in America. But anyway, a lot of good thoughts you have about treating more diabetes with cooking classes instead of insulin, treating back pain more with ice and PT, physical therapy, instead of surgery and opioids. And you're going to talk about that and the medical debt thing that I brought up tonight, matter of fact. Dr. McCary, the renowned Johns Hopkins health policy expert and surgeon, is going to be live tonight on the Dr. Colander MD show, Dr. Colander show, from 7 till 8 tonight. Of course, Dr. Colander also airs every Sunday at 3 p.m., but tonight, be sure to be tuned in, 7 to 8 p.m. Dr. Colander will be there with Dr. McCary. Doctor, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. We're going to talk to you again, I promise.